how you're feeling now, this and that. Are you all right? No, this is not my first time at the Hollywood Bowl. I know what I was supposed to sound. So let me give you one more chance. How is everybody feeling out there tonight? Are you all right? Well, all right. Thank you very much. Before we go any further, let's give it up one more time for Mr. Drumbone Shorty and Arlene's Avenue. We've been so happy out on tour with them and the legendary Daryl Hall and John Oates. They don't come out and do their thing after a while, but we got a little bit of time here. We're going to give you a special treat from a woman that's known as the brightest star in the Backbone Soul Universe. But first, we got to get ourselves a little bit warmed up, so please enjoy the sounds of the Dog King! Because this woman that we're about to bring to the stage is a dynamo. I'm talking about a modern legend in the soul music genre. I'm talking about 110 pounds of soul excitement coming for you. I'm talking about a sister that's so bad. She's the subject and star of a brand new film. Do you know what that film is called? I said, do you know what that film is called? It's called Miss Jared. Thank you.
I'm gonna went to LA Unit. I gave myself a skit. You know, these last few weeks, you know, every night I get on the stage dealing with this chemo and battling them with this here. Every night and having the energy and the strength to get up here. And I literally came on and I couldn't breathe. I just couldn't breathe. I had that little stank thing on when it took it off. I'm a little loose right now. I'm a little loose. Woo! But I can breathe. And don't y'all be looking. I know it's going to be shaking like jelly, but that's a... come on. All right, man. All right. Here we go.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you.
jail. Now this last tune, y'all, is Get Up and Get Out. Each night I get a chance to do this tune. It's like a testimony. And see, well, I love you too, baby. Thank you so much. And when I was laying in that hospital, y'all, in 2013, and I didn't know if I would be alive to see my 58th birthday. I'm 60 now, but I didn't know that I would see 58. And when I was laying in that hospital, this song, Get Up and Get Out, had a different meaning to me. When I was saying, Get Up and Get Out, I was saying, you know what? Cancer, you got to get up, and you got to get out. And so right now, when I say, Get Up and Get Out, I'm glad that I got the energy to get up here and use the energy to sing this song. But you know, to get this song up, I always like to start off. I like to fool around. I just want you all to imagine if I was Tina Turner. Yeah, you know, y'all know Tina Turner got hair. And Tina Turner likes to lick her bottom lip. She likes to lick that bottom lip. And she likes to talk proper. So right now, if Tina Turner was here, this is what she would sound like. She would say, I'm gonna pick this song and I'm gonna go nice and slow. And then I'm gonna do it fast. So right now, I'm gonna do Get Up and Get Out, and I'm gonna start it nice. And then end it. Yes. But that brings, give it to me. Nice and slow. I've been laying with you night after night. Oh, yeah. You leave before. I see the morning light, yes you do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I always think of that well.
You, my friends, come to see me, you know, everybody. And that's why.
energy. You know, I'm feeling good. So all I want you to do is for happiness, for beckoning. I'm happy. Let me dance. Let me shout. I got to shout.
Great night, man. This is a fantastic night. It's all good. All good. Thank God. You guys are watching Daryl's house, live from Daryl's house. You've been watching that show? I saw Simon. Man, I think this last season we just did was the best season. That's my opinion. But we have fun every time, man. Every show is like one. We're just getting ready to start new episodes, and we're going to start working on them in October. They'll be back out in the spring, so keep watching, and thank you for supporting it. Thank you for watching. Turn from an internet show into what it is now, so that's all good, man. So, as I said before, in case you guys don't know, which you probably do know, we are from Philadelphia. We grew up in Philadelphia. A good time of life, a good time of musical life, that's for sure. I'd like to bring some people out right now that definitely understand the sound of Philadelphia. First of all, bring out my good friend, and isn't she fantastic, Sharon Jones, man. I want to bring Sharon back out again.
There she is.
And also, I want to bring out Mayor Hawthorne, another one of my good buddies. You definitely understand the sound of Philadelphia. All right, and now we are going to play my favorite Philly song, okay? Want to do it?
You guys ready to do it?
Go ahead.
Your mind this time. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for coming out tonight.